George, we've got on the line Crystal Elliott, Census Liaison with Adams County, Colorado. Crystal, it's not just every 10 years, but it seems like with the virus and the health statistics and everybody looking at what's our capacity, the census is more important than ever.
Basically, from 2010 to current, there were 125,000 residents that are in Adams County, which did not participate in the 2010 census. And so if you multiply that times 10 years, that was a deficit of $1.8 million in census funding that Adams County did not receive. We're operating on 2010 funding with 2020 population.
Crystal Elliott with Adams County. Adams County has a larger rural population, as you said, and so reaching folks who are living further apart, or maybe they have a P.O. box, the census has to work a little harder to reach those hard-to-count populations.
The Census Bureau does not mail the surveys to P.O. boxes, so those folks do not actually get a survey to participate. I mean, they can, you know, call in or participate now online, which is the first time, which is very convenient, but those are the folks that we have to make sure that they are notified that the census, you know, is in effect. Actually, it went live online March 12th.
What's the website? What's the one-stop shop to get your census done?
Okay, so it would just be the census.gov website is online because it's quicker and that data is more easily accessed to kind of target what areas that we need to approach as far as our hard-to-count population. So now we've switched gears. Now everything's virtual, so that's what we've been working on for the last few weeks, promoting, obviously online, but promoting phone call options as well.
The one-stop shop online is census.gov, and they've got a really simple process for completing the census details. How many questions, how long does it typically take when you get to census.gov?
There's only 9 questions. And so just for example, for my household of 4, it took me 11 minutes. All it is a population count, age group, sex, and ethnic backgrounds. That's all it is. I know that there was controversy last year, which made our job 10 times more difficult in conveying the importance of the census, but this is all this is. It's simple, it's fast, it's easy, it's secure, and really we only have every 10 years to get this money back into our communities.
Crystal Elliott is the census liaison for Adams County. There are some without internet, we've got an easy phone number for folks to use. In English, the phone number to call is 844-330-2020. In Spanish, en español, 844-468-2020. And Crystal Elliott with Adams County, you've got a bunch of other languages as well.
Chinese in both dialects of Mandarin and Cantonese, Vietnamese, Korean, Russian, Arabic, Tagalog, Polish, and then there's several more.
When we send our money to the government every year, when it's withheld from our paychecks, that money comes back when they know where we live, and that's what the census is all about. We talk about bringing money back to the community. Where'd it go?
So there's several federal assistance programs that receive funds on the basis of the decennial census. So, for instance, one that always comes to the forefront of my mind is Meals on Wheels, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is SNAP. There's also WIC, Medicare, Medicaid, Highway Planning and Construction, our National School Lunch Program, health center programs for our migrant, homeless, and public housing recipients, and foster care, and there's several others, about 16. I might just add, especially now in this crucial pandemic, a lot of these agencies that are operating on a shoestring budget are still providing services to those in need. So our food banks that are running low on supplies and some of these smaller organizations are still just trying to take care of their specific population with those services. So really, if you look at it, comes full circle, that census funding can definitely come back to those communities to help those particular organizations thrive.
As you said, Crystal, serving a 2020 population with $2010, we got to get everybody counted.
Online, just to see what the self-response is for Adams County, right now we're at 35.5% The Colorado self-response is at 36.2%. So we're not too far away from statewide efforts, but we still have a ways to go.
Crystal Elliott with Adams County. The census is on, and now's the time. If we get counted, then some of that federal money that we pay in taxes actually comes back to our community. Thanks very much, Crystal. We appreciate your time this morning.
Most definitely. Thank you. Thank you for having me.